Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And please check out our blog, divaabdul.com. And I've been working a lot. I haven't been updating it, but I'll try to update it tomorrow morning. There you can sign up for the e-newsletter. And we have a Google Plus page that I don't use. But if you feel like joining, adding us, that'd be nice. Facebook, Diva Days of Our Lives, our fan page, and I have a friend page, Carrie Messner, a.k.a. Diva Abdul. And here on Blog Talk Radio, you can subscribe to our shows, and also you can subscribe to us on iTunes. And tonight we have Miss Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And where can we find you?
Oh, I'm at Mama underscore Hooch.
Mm-hmm. And our co-host Anna, and our co-host Anna is at Causey Hooch. And we would like to say hello to our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, even though they haven't called in a very long time. They need to.
But they're on they're all over Facebook. I see.
I see posts
all the time on Facebook. So I don't see them on Twitter much anymore. But on Facebook.
And Bob puts the funny stuff on Facebook. I steal a lot of stuff he puts on Facebook.
Yeah.
So he cracks me up. But, okay, so where should we start? You want to start with Abby and Chad. So, Abby, Chad has Abby talk to Marlena, and Marlena is. Obviously, could tell that Abby's really disturbed, and that was a great performance by Kate Mancy too. But she's Chad on fire, and I don't regret it, and I wish he died. I thought that was awesome. Yeah, she has no regrets at all whatsoever.
Yeah. She's still, she still wants to kill him, and more or less telling, and she's kind of mad at Chad for stopping her. Because she still believes Ben is going to, as long as he's out there, that he's going to try to kill her and Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
So she still has that fear.
Right. And so when Abby leaves the room, she was eavesdropping on Chad and Marlena, and Marlena's flat out saying she needs to be committed because she's a danger to herself and to the baby. Of course, Abby doesn't really want to hear that. Chad doesn't want to hear it either, but he agrees. And Abby's not too happy about him. And so when she's left alone, she takes the baby and goes to a hotel room. And then the dumb thing was that she used her credit card, so it was real easy for Chad and JJ to track her down. And the baby was all upset, and she's not capable of calming the baby down, but she's too upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chad and JJ come in, and she's upset with both of them at first, and she kind of feels like Chad betrayed her. Eventually, he gets her to calm down, and they all go back home. So, it was all then Jennifer, too. Jennifer,
it was intense,
some of it. Yeah, it was really good. But Jennifer's like, she thinks, she was against Abby being committed. She thinks if Abby gets committed, she's going to reach her breaking point or she's going to snap. And I'm like, she set a guy on fire.
She's already snapped. She's gone.
Snapped.
She's already gone.
But Jen's so out of it.
Well, Jen's kind of just as bad. Well, and even JJ confronted her, more or less. Said,
yes.
Yes, you have your own problems, so you're not doing so good to yourself.
Right.
But Jennifer still can't see it yet. She can't see it.
Oh yeah, but I mean, I know this wasn't last week, but Jennifer sleeping with, basically going on a bender with Eric and having sex with him.
Eric.
I mean,
yeah, that was before Eric. Yeah, those were a lot of good scenes every week with Eric too. You know,
right.
With all his problems, and he's gone. Whether he'll be back or not, you know, you never know. Hopefully, maybe he will. Kind of little rumors out there, maybe.
You think that'd be a bit of a wake up call for Jennifer, but she's not really the hookup type, and you know, and she lets Aaron drink.
No,
and
that was kind of like out of her character. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. But if you're gonna hook up, hook up with Eric.
Can't
blame
her. Wouldn't you want to be sober though? Wouldn't you want him to be slow?
Well, yeah. Yeah, kind of like I don't think neither one of them remembered too much of anything.
No.
Yeah.
So that was some really good stuff. I'm kind of surprised the ratings aren't better.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
thinking it was a bit, some parts of it. Now, that was good, you know, certain parts of the show and the week were good,
mm-hmm.
but, you know. But that's good. Like I know I watched Monday because that was we got to see Andre for like 2 seconds, a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and that whole show. Because he's been Andre's been off camera for probably over a month and a half, and he calls, and that little bit that he was on was the best part of the whole show. The rest of it was like that was the crappiest day I think of the whole week. It had like a lot of the kids on it and. It really
mm-hmm.
wasn't as good a show, but it really, and Christian Alfonso was really good. They both were good. The chemistry between the two of them too was good on the phone. The whole, like, I think Hope was home sick and she's all upset and she gets a call and she's kind of batting around the idea of going with Rafe. And I think she was thinking of Rafe at the time and the phone rings
mm-hmm.
and she thinks it's Rafe. But Andre says, not who you were expecting. He says, I can't wait to see you again. So he is kind of like mocking with her and she's just freaking out. That was Andre. And she called him a son of a bitch. I don't know how many times it was just she was screaming in the phone, you son of a bitch. It was so funny. And Andre's just like cool. And he's more or less telling her that when he gets out and he will get out and he's planning his revenge for Hope and Rafe. So that was, and that's about all we saw of Andre. And also he was looking in, and there was no orange jumpsuit. He was in he had a
mm-hmm.
Levi jean shirt, about 4 or 5 buttons open the whole way down. So that was good. We haven't seen that look on Andre for a while. So that was good. So I don't know when he'll be back, but I guess he'll be getting out of jail sometime in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know if there's going to be a connection with Deimos, but everybody, I would love to see him go up against Deimos, like the Demiros and the Kyriakises. So
mm-hmm.
that'll be fun. I thought that was fun. Did you see that on Monday with Hope and
mm-hmm.
Andre? Yeah. That was the best part of the, and I can't even remember, but I didn't think the rest of the show was all that good. I can't remember what was on that day, but anyway, that should be fun when he gets back with Hope and Rafe. What do you think about Hope and Rafe in their scenes this week? The kissing and the taking the selfie. Did you see that?
The selfie was cute.
I don't know. You know, I'm not a Rafe fan, although he's kind of grown on me over a little bit, just a little bit. But I guess you just can't picture Hope with anybody but Bo. You know, even with Aiden, although kind of was liking her with Aiden a little bit till we went not so. But I don't know about Rafe. Do you see chemistry there? I don't know. People.
No. No, I mean, I'd rather see Rafe try to go with Nicole.
Yeah, I
think
more
friendship. Yeah.
With Hope. Like a fun kind of friendship, more so than that. I can't see them in bed together. Why, but I just can't. But
I wasn't
but
even
Nicole,
thinking about that. Now I got to think about it.
You know, you got this seed, you got this image, and it's like,
I know,
I can't
thanks
see
for
that.
The image.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So now at one time, you know, that whole surprise with Rafe and Kate in bed together, but somehow mm-hmm. that kind of worked. Kate in bed with anybody kind of works anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kate, but, you know, because we got her, she got Deimos. Not now we're hoping maybe she'll get Andre. I don't know. That'll be another one, but I don't know. But, yeah, Hope and Rafe, I'm not too sure. So I don't know how far they'll go with that.
I don't know who else to put it with Hope, though. I don't know.
See, I don't know. See, I always just think Bo and Hope. I don't know. Which isn't fair to her care. You know, it isn't fair to her either.
Right.
Know?
But, yeah, I mean, it would be something new. I can't really think of anybody that would be good with her. I don't know.
Did you like Aiden with her? I know a lot of people
I
seem
did.
To start like Aiden better than Rafe, I guess.
Yeah, I did like Aiden better than Rafe because I liked Daniel Cosgrove, but mm-hmm. it kind of mm-hmm. it was kind of contrived and silly in the beginning, and then it just they kind of got backburned, and it just wasn't very interesting after a while, you know. But,
and I don't know who I'd like with Rafe. I guess Nicole, although Nicole is good with anybody, really. I always liked her with Brady, Daniel. I think she would be really hot with Deimos, although I think anybody would be hot with Deimos.
Yeah, yeah.
Deimos, oh, gosh. Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
He's really good.
Oh,
he is so good. Yeah. He's a good bad guy. Really good bad guy.
Although,
but then you started feeling a little sorry for him when he's telling his story to Nicole about what Victor did to him.
Yeah.
Because really he was a victim. And you can see why he wants the revenge and why he's like he is. Because Victor was only going to marry Helena because of, you know, to get her money because she came from a wealthy family. And he said he truly fell in love with her. So he was, you know, going to marry her for love or something. But then he said at first he had intentions of taking it away from his brother, but then he didn't fall in love with her. And so I don't know if Nicole was kind of fallen for it a little bit, but he was on to her. Did you see that? He was on to her, and she kept trying to convince him otherwise, but he knows he can't trust her.
I still don't get why the hell Nicole's even doing this. She really has no motivation to do this. I mean, yeah, she likes Maggie.
Because of
Maggie.
I think because of Daniel and Maggie being, Daniel's mother. And Victor asked her to do it.
Wouldn't want her doing this?
No. And did you even see she said to Victor, she says, you know, I've been trying to change because of Daniel. And I've stopped doing this, you know, doing it for my course. Of course, Victor said he'd make it worth her while, like if he, you know, if she gets the money back or, you know, gets it off of, you know, he would. But why she trusts Victor? They're kind of becoming like frenemies now, her and Victor.
Because
he saved her life. But I don't know why she's going back to her old ways. And then Brady, that was good. Brady was trying to talk her out of it. He knows what she's up to. And did you see the scenes with him and Teresa? It's almost like he's vowing revenge against, like he's going to go after Deimos. So I don't know how much Brady's going to get involved in that. I think they all want to go after. I think even Philip and Justin and who knows, they're all might be going after Deimos.
He's going to have to watch his back.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
He's going to, it sounds like it. I mean, I don't know. But I think that part of the story's been interesting with Victor, and it's been nice scenes with he told Maggie the truth about what happened, you know, what Deimos did and why he, you know, turned over everything was to save her life. So they had some nice scenes together.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't get why Nicole's doing this. And you'd think she reacts like Kate would react, like she'd be thrilled that Victor lost his money and all that. So I just, Yeah, I just don't really understand her motivation. I don't know why Brady's getting involved, because Brady's not smart enough to take on Stamos anyway.
No. She's
and
not
I
ruthless
don't
enough, you know. Nicole is, Yeah. Victor said something about that girl's in there some, because Nicole said that girl's not there. He said, oh, that girl's in there somewhere, or that Nicole's
mm-hmm.
in there somewhere. So.
Yeah. Yes, I don't get that, and then Philip didn't make much sense to me. He was with Kate. Well, first he was with Belle, telling her that he basically wants to get back into his father's good graces, and she's kind of advising him to be his own man and, you know, move on from Damus and Victor, and then Victor will come around, which I think was pretty good advice.
Right.
And
yeah.
The,
like, stay
yeah.
out of it. Let it be between Damos and Victor, which is what it really is. You know, he shouldn't
mm-hmm.
even involve Nicole. Should be between. That's
yeah.
what Nicole should have told him, told Victor.
Yeah.
You know, it should be between the two of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
and
Belle
then,
and Philip, actually. That Belle
yeah.
and Philip, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it seemed like Philip basically forgot what everything Belle said, and he went running to his mommy, and then. And I didn't get all that. And he was threatening to disown his mom after, while at the same time he's been disowned by his dad and wants to be back with his dad. And the kid's just laughing at him, but she's like, oh, my kids have disowned me.
Oh, my kids have disowned me. Yeah, I thought that was funny when Kate, yeah. It's like nothing to her. Oh, well, go ahead, disown. You know, they've all disowned me, but they all come back. Which
yeah.
is what they do, which is true.
Yeah, this is true.
And he... And she said something to him, you're dating from the bottom of the barrel. You know, she said Chloe and Belle. It's like, you know, she doesn't like anybody that any of her kids have ever been with. I don't think,
right.
ever. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Of course, they get on her about, you know, Damos, you know, and anybody
mm-hmm.
you know, who she's sleeping with. But I don't know. And I guess, well, Damos wants her to, you know, run the company now for him.
Yeah, and
like
I was,
leave Basic
and I was,
Black and or yeah.
Let him buy it. Yeah, and I was just thinking.
Or buy it.
If Kate lets him do this, she's the biggest dumbass in the world. Because every time she gets her man involved with her business, she ends up losing the man and the business.
Yeah,
this Vic,
true.
Yeah, Victor took divorced her without a penny, and then Stefano took her companies. He took Hearts and Home from her, and then she ended up taking Demir Enterprises, and then he ended up getting it back, and then she was ended up back at, I can't remember if it was Mad World or Basic Black, or maybe it might have been both at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she needs to stop mixing business with pleasure, but she loses every single time. You know, it's only sometimes
oh, yeah.
you can build your career back up that, you know. She needs to keep her men away from her businesses and just stay independent.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope she does that because, I mean, good grief. How many times did she go through this crap? Basically, then Damos is going to be her boss. I mean, then he has leverage over her. That's really stupid.
Right. And she needs to find somebody that she can stick with for a little bit. I mean, they've
yeah.
tried to keep eyeing her with different. I mean, first it was Eduardo, and then it was, I mean, and they're not giving it a chance. You know, it was
mm-hmm.
Rafe and then Eduardo and now Damos. And it's like, you know, they need to find somebody for her.
Yeah. So I don't get that. It's just it's really weird.
But yeah, because it sounds like now Damos, now it seems like he's going to be going after Nicole. So it seems that,
yeah.
sounds like that's where it's going now.
So, yeah, what else went on this week that we need to talk about? Oh, the prom's coming up.
Oh, lovely.
So
I can't
weird.
Wait. Can't wait for the
yeah,
prom.
Because from what I remember in high school, you don't ask the girls to the prom the day before. And the girls have to get the dress and get it fitted and get their hair appointment and their nail appointment and their tan. And
well, you know.
You don't ask the girl the day before. So, I mean, I think it was literally that morning, COS Sierra, and that night they're decorating the club. And the prom
yeah.
to be the next day. And I'm like,
the next
what
day.
The hell? I mean, yeah.
Like, the prom goes on next week, yeah. But she really doesn't want to go, but she's just going, you know. And, of course, they're decorating, and that guy comes on to her, and she pushes him away, and Theo gets into a fight with him.
Yeah.
He keeps punching him and punching him and punching him. Yeah.
Yeah, he did more than come on to her. I mean, he basically forced himself on her.
Four stars, yeah. And she's supposed, yeah, which Theo had every right to do what he did, you know. He was defending her. But
yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he just, Theo, man, he punched him, what, six times in the head. I mean, that's a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't have
that
to
was a little bit. He just kind of went too wild, yeah. So, think about Jade and Joey.
Oh,
and Kayla found them on the couch.
Together. Go to L.A. Bye-bye. See you later.
Yeah.
Literally.
And I'm still waiting for Jade to, like, hold that over Joey or something. She get pissed at him or something. You know, come out and tell everyone that he is the one that really killed Ava.
Yeah.
Of course,
his
dad's the cop, you know. Although Rafe and Hope don't know, I don't think, right? They don't know. The other, but you know, when your dad's, what, was he the commissioner? Or
yeah,
no,
I
was that
Hope
Abe?
Knew.
I lose
no,
track.
No, Hope knew, but she told.
Is that Hope knew?
Steve.
Does Hope know?
Yeah, Hope knows.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she told Steve because Steve told her that he got kicked out of the house. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Steve got kicked out. Poor Steve.
Yeah.
Kayla can't make him. I don't know. I think that little brain is making her a little nuts, too. It's a too little thing in her head, so I don't know. I think it's probably going to turn out to be more serious than what, you know. And do you think, is there kind of a little play there with Finn and Kayla? Are you getting that?
Yeah.
Are they,
yeah,
they're trying to go there with Ken and Finn? Yeah. That's her daughter, yeah. On there. I don't know if I like that or not. I thought maybe him and Nicole would get together. I don't know. I don't know about him yet either. He's not on enough, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know that much about him. Him and Dario.
Mm-hmm.
Both cute, but it's just not much there right now.
No.
And we haven't seen the Hernandez there for a while. You saw them, and now they've kind of been backburnered a little bit.
Yeah.
This past week. I don't think any of them, other than Rafe, I mean, we haven't seen Gabby. We didn't see Eduardo or Mother. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, and A. Martinez tweeted recently that their writers were interested in writing for them.
They are?
Do you think? Yeah, they are not interested in writing for him.
They are not. Oh, well, that's obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't believe that. I hate that when they bring on a good actor like that and then they don't give him anything to do. That happens so much on days, you know. But now with Vincent, they are so far. You know, and they have with bringing Teo, I guess my biggest fear when they brought Teo back, they're going to, you know, mess it up again. But so far,
you
know, so far they're writing Andre very, I mean, they're right, giving him great stuff. So I'm hoping it continues. I wanted to mention, did you see the scene with Hope and Deimos when she confronted him?
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, she's going to kill him now. That was the worst thing I thought. She brought the gun out on him, and he like, because I think maybe Deimos, who knows, Deimos might know something, you know, about, because the look on his face is like, oh no, I'm going to be your second victim. But something clicked in her to not do it. So, so who do you think's calling her?
You know, it actually, this is so weird. To me, it sounded like Deimos.
It
sounded like, yeah. But the thing is, too, I have to say, Jason 47 all week has been putting out messages that another villain's coming back to the show.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, but I mean,
good.
I don't think
lots
we kind
of villains.
Have a lot, don't we? Yeah, we kind of have too many right now. It is. You got Andre, and you got Deimos, and it just, it seems like we have plenty right now. But I
yeah.
guess we'll see.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know, who it at first I thought maybe it could be Andre, but I think that's a whole different story there with Bo. You know, of course I don't know how much he knows about, cuz we all thought it was Stefano that did this with Bo, and it wasn't. No, Andre has his own issues with Hope, which is something different. So I'm wondering who else, cuz he said it was somebody hired him to kidnap Bo and then took him to Dr. Malcolm. So I don't know. Wasn't it, now here, maybe I'm thinking wrong, but wasn't it John's father?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wasn't it John's father that Deimos was working for? Isn't he the one that wanted that drug? He's
yeah.
the one that wanted it, right? So
yeah, for himself,
this is
yeah.
So this is what's confusing me. So I thought that was the big boss. I said, oh, okay. Then I thought, well, maybe that was him that was calling. Obviously not, because he's supposed to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he was the one that that Deimos was working for. Because he, I don't know. So that was the little part that was kind of confusing to me. So I don't know. Guess we'll see.
Yeah. I'm going to bring on some callers. Okay, area code 910.
That's me, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, it's great to be back, because I know you ran out of time last weekend and had to end the show early, but
yeah.
I was going to bring up one interesting thing that kind of have upset me as far as my nighttime viewing, and that is the fact that they canceled Days on Pop as far as the replay.
Right.
Of that night. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, as much as I love Ashton Kutcher with his MTV show where he was pranking people and stuff, unless he's going to appear on Days and prank the Days stars like he did with a couple of Kelly Monaco 10 years ago on MTV, I don't think I want to see Ashton Kutcher and the rest of the guys from the Dad 70 show every night at 8. Or watch the dad from American Pie and his show on at 8. I mean, because as I said on Carly's show, if it weren't for the wrestling that's on Pop or the Younger Wrestlers or Bone Buell, Pop would have ended up more like what Soma ended up being, where it became a kids channel this time next by right about now. So it's just going to be hard unless hard to just play catch up with Days. I mean, the good news is, I just in protest deleted 2 weeks worth of Days, but I still got this week's Days on there, fortunately, because I done that last week because I didn't want to just end up having to complain later on to the Pop website and just say bring it back or else. But I just want to just but I'm just happy to maybe just get a chance to maybe, you know, get a chance to maybe watch it, and I'll watch this week's coming up. But I have to just give a lot of credit to Kate Massey. If she wants to go out an Emmy winner next year, just like Cassie DePaia is hoping to do this year, then obviously this is a good step right here. Because Cassie, I think from Paige's death all the way to when she was trying to guide Claire's military career, basically was definitely on fire, and if Cassie doesn't get her daytime Emmy, and for that, if it's not Cassie or Mary Beth or winning that daytime Emmy, then I believe that is an embarrassment on the work that these two actresses did on Days. Even though I have said a few weeks ago that Marla could win again, but after her being so lucky last year by being out and swinging out for it, I think it's better off just to wait and see right there. But Kate Madison better be on that Emmy list, because I don't care where she ends up.
She should be on the Emmy list, if not winning it, at least nominating it. At least she should. There's something wrong if she isn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because far as I'm concerned, they can recast Hope on Bowling Beautiful and put her on there, and just have the actress that is Hope and have her be Abigail in a couple of months from now, or have her come over to GH, perhaps, maybe if they age Emma or Jocelyn up. Not, which would kind of be awkward because to see her maybe in the same scenes as Elizabeth, which would be kind of awkward because Rebecca Hurst almost got that part. But I'm still hoping that maybe they can cast maybe perhaps, I think if they can probably just look into maybe looking at Brooke Newton, who was Kobe on the online version of All My Children with Robert Wilson and Lane when they were on Hulu. I think she would be perfect for the role of Abigail right now because she's a veteran actress and she has some experience from All My Children, and that would be perfect.
Yeah, I don't know if they've recast or not yet. I think they're probably looking into it, but eventually Abigail will be back. But I haven't heard who it's going to be yet.
But I'm sure that Kate will be back on television because we might see her. She might be trying out for a pilot even as we speak, and that got picked up for later this for the fall or sometime in early 2017. So it's not like that we're going to lose her completely, and who knows, that role could be reopened. But I do want to just say that yesterday on our local news, Billy Flynn, Suzanne Rogers, and Lauren all was on our local news promoting a big event that was in Raleigh yesterday.
Oh.
And if I knew about this like 2-3 weeks ago, I would have gone up to Raleigh, North Carolina, and met them. And maybe, as I said to Billy on Twitter yesterday, maybe done lunch and maybe just gotten some drinks. But I'm still waiting for that time to come where they come back because hopefully maybe something interesting is going to happen and hopefully, and I just think, as I was telling Carly this afternoon, as far as the whole Sierra and Theo thing, I think really this is your next Bo and Hope, your next Luke and Sammy. This is Dave's answer to Luke and Laura. This is Dave's answer to Billy and Victoria over on YNR. This is definitely the new couple for the show. And for goodness sakes, I don't care what happens to the actors if they get. I don't think they're going to replace anytime soon. But I think they're buying for daytime Emmys, especially Vivian right now with her work that she has done each and every week on the show. And it's just funny that we don't hear or see Gabby that much or Ariana that much because I know that Camille just recently re-signed with the show for another year, and I don't know how they're going to do the two girls that play Ariana. They're going to just recast her with maybe somebody that's about the same age as Parker or just age her to the point where she'll be joining the Brat Pack, as I like to call the Days teens, in the fall or not.
Oh, hope they don't age her that fast. But,
yeah.
That'd be kind of odd. Yeah.
Well, look at who they almost age and recast as Abigail, that's now back on General Hospital.
Right.
In fact, speaking of which, if Brooklyn, who would play Emma, decides to win the Daytime Emmy, and I think she would be perfect for the role of Ariana. I'm not taking anything away from those two girls that play them, but I think she would be perfect for the role. I mean, I don't know if they're looking for maybe a Latino young actress like that or maybe someone close to that, but I think she would be perfect because she got some great acting talents. I know she is signed to a primetime show, but I think this would be a good idea.
Oh, yeah, she is a great little actress. Mm-hmm.
Right. Or any of that, or
she has a whole different
actress
look than Ariana, but
right.
Yeah, Ariana right now is a little blonde.
Right.
Yeah.
Or either that, or just get the actress, Jocelyn over on GH, the one that was in Little Miss Sunshine, Hannah Norberg, I think her name is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw videos on YouTube of her behind the scenes of Little Miss Sunshine. Just get her to maybe be Ariana. Or bring back one of the girls that were Allie on Days. Maybe that would be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Bring back maybe one of the girls that were Allie and maybe have the other one and maybe just age Allie to maybe perhaps a 18, and I mean the only way that can happen is probably if you can bring back Sammy, but I doubt we're going to get Allison Sweeney away from the Horror Night Channel movies anytime soon. That's the only problem, because with the Horror Night Channel movies that she does, and it'll be hard to just get her back on Days with that. Hello?
Yeah, I don't see Ellie coming back.
No, I don't think she'll be back. And if she would, it wouldn't be for any length of time. Like it might
right,
be
right,
because
I know with her schedule with her kids at home and also with the Homertown Mercy Baked Mysteries that she's doing, it's going to be maybe, you know, hard to just get her off of one show. But I just want to say one more thing also. I was watching, I would say maybe back to when Teresa panicked because she lost her engagement ring. First thing that came to my head, and you know what that reminded me of, was a couple of years ago when I was watching the Kardashian show, and Khloe Kardashian lost her wedding ring when she was looking for it, when she was still married to Lamar Owen. I thought that was the most hilarious thing I've seen from an actress, from somebody that's not a Kardashian in 5 years.
But yeah, she did a good job. That was funny. She's very funny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm now officially referred to Jen Lilly as being the Khloe Kardashian of the show. Because like 10 years ago, I referred to Ariana Zucker as the Jessica Simpson of the show because of the fact that sometimes Ari likes to be funny and stuff like that in real life as well as with her character Nicole, just like Jessica was on her reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm kind of just saying that the baton been passed over to Jen Lilly all of a sudden, and that instead of Jessica Simpson, we're dealing with Khloe Kardashian. But I'm not saying, but hopefully maybe in the next few months it'll get better, and I'll just check it out tomorrow and just watch the shows. Hopefully won't interfere with me watching the Cubs play baseball because I have, but I'll try best to just get it done where I can at least get it done early tomorrow because with the Cubs away from home I just want to balance it out where I watch my days 5 days in a row either on Sundays or if the Cubs are at home just try to catch up with it with back-to-back shows when the Cubs are away with back-to-back 5 day shows, because if I end up just after getting home from church at 12 and watching Days all day long until 6 o'clock, it'll be hard for me to just call into Talk Shoes weekly show either with Missy and Brandon or their Sunday night show and talk about Days in that short amount of time in between just having dinner as well, but I'll try to manage it that way. But it was great, talking to you. And by the way, if you can bring Eric and Jen on the show, I would love to talk to them because they are phenomenal. I know you had Jen a few weeks ago, and I felt bad that I didn't call in that time because I didn't know nothing about the show until after you told me about it on Twitter the day before I made my debut about 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be great to just have them back on because it would be a good chance to talk to them because it would be awesome because I know that on Daytime After Dark, our show, we're going to have Jordy on our show this week, and I'd love to ask him about about the chemistry between him and Ariane and if there would be a good nickname for these two couples or for these two people and if maybe what would the future holds for him in general being and what that could mean also down the road. But I really wanted to say one more thing before I go. I knew there was going to be some sort of chemistry between Rafe and Hope, but my big question down the road is how would Gabby feel about this? How will How will Sierra feel about this? I mean, these two young ladies are going to realize that this might not be a good idea or not sooner or later, especially Sierra.
Well, I think Sierra might already know something's going on, I think, but I don't know.
Right. Well, I think everything's going well, as long as Sierra has her thing with Theo, and as long as Chase doesn't come back in the picture and start terrorizing her again as if Andre is going to be bad enough for Hope and her altogether, I think all is right in the world over there in Salem, and hopefully in the next few months they can work things out. And like I said earlier, I'll just watch it tomorrow afternoon when I get back home from church and just take some key notes and maybe just come back to you all next week and just tell you what I thought about it and maybe other things. But again, I'm just hoping for Kate to at least by this time next year have an Emmy on her shelf, because if she doesn't get an Emmy on her shelf, then apparently that was a big mistake on whoever did the voting for the Emmys, just like it was this year. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. I don't know what the Emmys, I'm just, it's hard for me to get excited about it this year with it being online.
Right.
So we did that.
What network is going to be online? I just want to ask you what network, because
online.
It's going to be, because I heard something that was going to be on Periscope, but then again, I heard something else. Huh?
I heard Periscope.
Periscope, mm-hmm. Yeah. I have trouble on Periscope just even doing live chats with people like Kansas, who hosts Soul Party 401, or with my own broadcast, or talk with the GH stars in general. I just don't know if my Wi-Fi would be strong enough to hold 2 hours worth of watching a show that I could have easily watched for free on TV if it weren't for I would not say greed, but I would want for several things like pop dropping days and I think the money issue, because I don't think it's a greed issue here or anything like that.
Yeah, so we'll see what's going to happen. I mean,
but
it was on the internet, we had Sharon Osbourne. Basically, she just swore the entire time.
I remember that year. That was
well, remember, they did that on One Life to Live and All My Children was on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying these soaps should actually go live like what GH did on a daily basis, because then you will definitely be hearing more stuff that the FCC might have to step in and go, I don't think NBC, CBS, or ABC is supposed to be using the F word every 5 minutes. I mean, I can understand the talk shows, the Jerry Fingers and Maury Povich getting away with it with the beliefs and stuff, but I don't think there'll be enough beliefs to even just make a Morse code sentence out of it if all that happened if it was done live. But it's been a great time talking to you, and you all have a good night, and hopefully before I go to bed, I'll just watch the rest of the Pirates game. Hopefully, it'll be a good night for Pittsburgh but now that the Penguins won, so I'll probably just try to watch the Pirates.
Yep.
I'll just try to watch the rest of the Pirates game when I get a chance, and hopefully, as the radio guy said, we can raise the Jolly Roger one more time. Even though I am a Cubs fan and a Dodgers fan, so don't hold me against that.
No, because
okay.
We're Pirate fans. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just raise the Jolly Roger for me if they win tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Bobby.
All right.
Yeah. What is for the Power game? I know my husband's up there watching it.
I saw we were down to run. That's the last I saw.
I was like 2-1 or something, I think, the last time. I don't know. Yeah. So, I wish the Emmys would be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
They do them. Can't get into it. I don't know if I can get on Periscope or not. I've never tried that, so I don't know.
Well, is there anything else we didn't talk about?
I was going to say, did we cover everything? I don't know what else. I don't know, is there any other soap news going on? I don't know. I can't think of any. Other than,
oh, yeah, I didn't mention. Well, I try to not pay attention to the summer stuff, but Brady finally called Summer out this week that she was manipulating him.
Oh, yeah, we did have Summer on there. Yeah, this week, yeah.
I mean,
finally,
she's so freaking...
Brady caught a clue.
Yeah, I mean, she's so freaking self-absorbed. Everything's about her. It's like, your mother is going to be in a wheelchair. Your stepfather had a heart attack. And you're upset because your mother gave you away 38 years ago when she was 17. I mean,
yeah.
It's like, get over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice that she did give Maggie her red shoe charm back, so I'm glad she did that.
Yeah, and she kind of more or less told her that she did steal it, and she did, you know. So, I don't know. I don't know how this felt, because we all know she's going to be leaving. So that's the thing. When you know ahead of time, you can't invest in these characters when you find out they're going to leave anyway.
Yeah, that's like,
and then we're
going to
get new ones back.
I thought the point of Dave's resigning their contract was they were supposed to stop this BS about being filming 6 months in advance. Well, we know now they're doing September. It's like, okay, you cut it to 5 months. I mean, that's not an improvement.
No. See,
I thought
they were supposed to, I don't know, maybe once the Olympics are on, I think they're going to be gone for like, because they were off for a whole month.
Yeah, and they're still 5 months ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they were going to cut it down. Even if they cut it down to 2 months. You know, I don't know, I think GH like that now, I guess. But I don't know.
Yeah, some of the soaps is only 6 weeks, you know.
I haven't been watching GH lately. No, I don't know. I don't know what's going to be coming with Days, and we still haven't. We know Jack's coming back. We haven't seen him yet.
Aiden's
supposed to be back. We haven't seen that yet. I don't know. Is anyone else coming back? I don't know what they're doing with John and Marlena.
Oh, Chloe's supposed to be back, and Nadia just left for maternity leave. She's having a boy.
Is Chloe coming back?
Yeah.
And then Martha and Brandon are leaving.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, is Belle and Sean going to get together, back together, and then leave?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Right now it looks like Belle and Philip are together. Not even worth saying is Lonnie and Sean.
Oh, good grief.
Who cares? Neither one of them are going to be. But are they bringing maybe somebody for her? Or maybe not, maybe. Oh, I know who's coming on. She's playing Abby Psychiatrist. The Anne-Marie Johnson, is that her name? I can see her.
Mm-hmm.
I know who she is. But she's coming on to play Abby Psychiatrist. She'll be another new character on there. And Laura Horton supposed to be back. Can't think of the actress. Jamie, is that her name? I can't think of her name.
Jamie Lynn Bauer, yeah.
Jamie Lynn Bauer, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's supposed to be back. See, they put in it, but they say these people are coming back, but it's like months and months and months until we see them from the time that they say that they're coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm hoping too with the Frady weddings. We think they might have filmed out already. That we finally get Teresa's family back around her. I'm hoping if they do have a Frady wedding, we're getting Kimberly and Shane back for at least a little bit.
Yeah, you would.
No, Yeah, there's no reason not to have Patsy Peace back on the show. I mean, good grief. I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, she should have been back when Bo died. She should have been full of the funeral.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're not having Patsy back on the show. And she's fierce as hell. She's a hell of an actress.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it would be nice to see, you know, Kim and Kayla together again, too. And Teresa, yeah, and I think Teresa does need her mom. I'd like to see Kim with her grandson. That'd be nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but I don't get days sometimes. They keep bringing on new characters, and we're like, especially with the 50th, it's like, why the hell haven't you brought back the ones we want to see? I mean, no one wanted Summer. Nobody wanted a, you know, a new baby for Maggie. And it just...
You know, why they have to make up these histories and, like, create new, you know, relatives and bring back some of the old ones. You know.
Bring back old people. Like I said last week, they could have brought back Melissa or Sarah for Maggie. They didn't have to invent Summer, and then give us a stupid idea that Maggie's only 55. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is too. I mean, I know we complain about, but the show is too dark. You have Maggie being paralyzed. You got Hope going crazy. You have Abby going crazy. Jennifer addicted to drugs.
Brady. Yeah, the Hortons and the Bradys are like no better than the Demiras and the Curiosities. So they're just as bad, you know.
Yeah.
Because kind of the dark sides are coming out now. Yeah.
It's getting to the point you're kind of like not rooting for anybody. So it just seems like
what you end up doing is for the villains. You're rooting for the villains over the ones that are supposed to be the heroes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I think Hope should be in jail. I think Abby should be in a mental institution. And it's getting to the point where, like, you just can't cheer for them. I mean, Joey Johnson, why the hell would I be interested in that kid? He killed a woman.
Oh, yeah.
He has absolutely no regrets at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And the acting was horrible. I don't buy he was drunk when he killed her. And still, that's not an excuse for killing somebody while I was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was really fine with him going to jail. So keep Steve out. Steve's interesting. Steve should be in Salem. Joey, I mean, he needs to be recast or they need to do something. It's just bad. It's not getting any better. And I still think Jade's tied to Ava somehow, but she looks and acts so much like Tamara Braun. It's not even funny.
Yeah, she does. She kind of reminds me of her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
maybe that's the villain they're talking about. Maybe it's Ava. Maybe Ava comes back again. Who knows? They just look so much alike. They look like...
Maybe that it. Well, no, it was supposed to be a boy. Remember the baby that she had? But was it a boy? Or did they ever say?
I don't remember them. What they said. Yeah.
I don't know what other villains they can be. Well, there's been so many days villains. Another one is Larry Welch. I know the actor that plays on Facebook. In fact, I think he coming back. I think he's supposed to come back to days.
I thought he was killed off. Is he dead?
Larry? Was Larry ever? I don't know. But that doesn't mean anything.
No. I don't see. I mean, does Hope need another guy coming after her? Not really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd like to see Alex Marshall come back somehow, but he's.
Oh, that would be.
But still.
That would be amazing. Oh, my gosh. I would be squeeing all over the place. I just love Quinn Riker.
It would be great to have him come back, and Calliope, and Anna. I know Eugene, but John Delancey swears he'll never come back, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Happened, but those that group, you know, was always him and Anna were always funny together. Alex and Anna.
Mhm.
So that would be funny. Yes, I don't know what villain that they'd bring back. So they said it was an old villain. They're not going to create a new villain. Because Deimos is like a new villain right now.
So,
Yeah, well,
oh, well.
There's
yeah.
nothing else. Probably time to call it quits for the night, for the week.
Okay. I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
Spoilers are coming up next week. I think they're out. Are they out there? I thought I saw them.
Yeah, they're still not interesting.
Something about the teens get in trouble or something? Do they ban them?
For vandalism on prom night. And it's like, why can't these kids are just brats? Why are they acting like this? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know who gets in trouble. Is it Sierra and Theo? And I don't know. But I know I heard something about Abe is concerned about Theo and Sierra. Or something he confronts about it or something. I think that's the only thing I can remember that I read something about coming up next week. So I don't know. Guess we'll see. All right. Well.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.